13. May I take your order, please? Exercise 2. Conversation. Going out for dinner. Part A. Listen and practice.
Say, do you want to go out to dinner tonight?
Sure. Where would you like to go?
Well, what do you think of Indian food?
I love it, but I'm not really in the mood for it today.
Yeah, I'm not either, I guess. It's a bit spicy.
How do you like Japanese food?
Oh, I like it a lot.
I do, too. And I know a nice Japanese restaurant near here. It's called Iroha.
Oh, I've always wanted to go there.
Terrific. Let's go.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. So, to, neither, either.
I like Japanese food a lot.
So do I. I do too.
Really? I don't like it very much.
I'm crazy about dessert.
So am I. I am too.
Well, I'm not at all. I can eat really spicy food.
So can I. I can too.
Oh, I can't.
I don't like greasy food.
Neither do I. I don't either.
Oh, I like it a lot. I'm not in the mood for Indian food.
Neither am I. I'm not either.
Really? I am.
I can't stand fast food.
Neither can I. I can't either.
Oh, I love it.
Exercise 4. Pronunciation. Stress in responses. Part A. Listen and practice. The last word of each response is usually stressed.
So do I. I do too.
Neither do I. I don't either.
So am I. I am too.
Neither am I. I'm not either.
So can I. I can too.
Neither can I. I can't either.
Exercise 6. Conversation. Ordering a meal. Listen and practice.
May I take your order?
Yes. I'd like a hamburger and a large order of French fries, please.
All right. And would you like a salad?
Yes. I'll have a mixed green salad.
Okay. What kind of dressing would you like? We have vinaigrette, Italian, and French.
Italian, please.
And would you like anything to drink?
Yes, I'd like a large soda, please.
Exercise 7. Grammar focus. Modal verbs would and will for requests.
What would you like to eat?
I'd like a hamburger.
I'll have a small salad.
What kind of dressing would you like?
I'd like Italian, please.
I'll have French.
What would you like to drink?
I'd like a large soda.
I'll have coffee.
Would you like anything else?
Yes, please. I'd like some water.
No, thank you. That'll be all.
Contractions.
I will equals I'll. I would equals I'd.
Unit 14. The biggest and the best. Exercise 2. Conversation. Describing countries. Listen and practice.
I'm going to Australia next year. Aren't you from down under, Kelly?
That's right.
I hear there's not much pollution and the beaches are clean and beautiful.
Oh, yes. Australia has some of the most famous beaches in the world, like Bondi Beach.
What else should I see?
Well, the Great Barrier Reef is there. It's the longest coral reef in the world.
Wow! It sounds beautiful. You're lucky to be an Australian.
Thanks. But actually, I'm a New Zealander.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Comparisons with adjectives. Adjective, comparative, superlative.
Large, larger, the largest.
Long, longer, the longest.
Dry, drier, the driest.
Big, bigger, the biggest.
Beautiful, more beautiful, the most beautiful.
Famous, more famous, the most famous.
Good, better, the best.
Bad, worse, the worst.
Which country is larger, Canada or China?
Canada is larger than China.
Which country is the largest, Russia, Canada, or China?
Russia is the largest country of the three.
What is the most beautiful mountain in the world?
I think Fujiyama is the most beautiful.
Exercise 4. Pronunciation. Questions of choice. Listen to the intonation of questions where there is a choice. Then practice the questions.
Which country is bigger, China or Russia?
Which is the largest desert in the world, the Australian or the Sahara?
Which country is the most interesting, Korea, Brazil, or France?
Exercise 9. Conversation. Distance and measurements. Part A. Listen and practice.
So what's New Zealand like?
Oh, it's beautiful. It has lots of farms, and it's very mountainous.
Mountainous? Really? I didn't know that. How high are the mountains?
Well, the highest one is Mount Cook. It's about 3,800 meters high.
How far is New Zealand from Australia?
Well, I live in Auckland, and Auckland is about 2,000 kilometers from Sydney.
Well, maybe I should visit you next year, too.
That would be great.
Exercise 10. Grammar focus. Questions with how.
How far is New Zealand from Australia?
It's about 2,000 kilometers, 1,200 miles.
How big is Singapore?
It's 620 square kilometers, 239 square miles.
How high is Mount Everest?
It's 8,848 meters high, 29,028 feet.
How deep is the Grand Canyon?
It's about 1,900 meters deep, 6,250 feet.
How long is the Mississippi River?
It's about 6,019 kilometers long, 3,740 miles.
How hot is New Zealand in the summer?
It gets up to about 23 degrees Celsius, 74 degrees Fahrenheit.
How cold is it in the winter?
It goes down to about 10 degrees Celsius, 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
Unit 15. I'm going to see a musical. Exercise 2. Conversation. Talking about plans. Part A. Listen and practice.
Say, Anna, what are you doing tonight? Would you like to go out?
Oh, sorry, I can't. I'm going to work late tonight. I have to finish this report.
Well, how about tomorrow night? Are you doing anything then?
No, I'm not. What are you planning to do?
I'm going to see a musical. Would you like to come?
Sure, I'd love to. But let me pay for the tickets this time. It's my turn.
All right, thanks.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Future with present continuous and be going to, with present continuous.
What are you doing tonight?
I'm going to a movie.
Are you doing anything tomorrow night?
No, I'm not.
With be going to plus verb.
What is she going to do tonight?
She's going to work late.
Are they going to see a musical tomorrow night?
Yes, they are.
Time expressions.
Tonight. Tomorrow. On Friday. This weekend. Next week.
Exercise 6. Conversation. Telephone messages. Listen and practice.
Good morning, Parker Industries.
Hello. May I speak to Ms. Graham, please?
I'm sorry, she's not in. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. This is Mr. Kale.
Is that G-A-L-E?
No, it's K-A-L-E.
All right.
Please tell her our meeting is on Friday at 2:30.
Friday at 2:30.
And would you ask her to call me this afternoon? My number is 356-4031.
356-4031. Yes, Mr. Kale. I'll give Ms. Graham the message.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Exercise 7. Grammar focus. Tell and ask. Statement.
The meeting is on Friday.
Messages with a statement.
Please tell Anne the meeting is on Friday. Please tell Anne that the meeting is on Friday. Would you tell her the meeting is on Friday? Would you tell her that the meeting is on Friday? Could you tell her the meeting is on Friday? Could you tell her that the meeting is on Friday?
Request.
Call me this afternoon.
Messages with a request.
Please ask him to call me this afternoon. Would you ask him to call me this afternoon? Could you tell him to call me this afternoon?
Exercise 9. Pronunciation. Reduced forms of could you and would you. Part A. Listen and practice. Notice how could you and would you are reduced in conversation.
Could you tell Matt the meeting is at 5?
Would you ask him to pick me up at 4:30?
Unit 16, A Change for the Better. Exercise 2, Conversation, Catching Up. Part A, Listen and Practice.
Diane Grant, I haven't seen you for ages.
Ryan, how have you been?
Pretty good. Say, you've really changed.
Oh, well, I've lost some weight, and my hair is longer than before.
Well, you look great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I got married about 3 years ago. I have 2 kids now.
That's terrific.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Describing changes. With the present tense.
I have 2 kids now.
I don't smoke anymore.
With the comparative.
My job is more stressful. My job is more stressful now.
My hair is longer. My hair is longer than before.
With the past tense.
I got married.
I moved to a new city.
With the present perfect.
I've lost weight.
I've grown a mustache.
Exercise 6. Conversation. Planning your future. Part A. Listen and practice.
So what are you going to do after graduation, Susan?
Well, I've saved some money, and I think I'd really like to travel.
Lucky you. That sounds exciting.
Yeah. Then I plan to get a job and my own apartment.
Oh, you're not going to live at home?
No. I don't want to live with my parents, not after I start to work.
I know what you mean.
What about you, Alex? Do you have any plans yet?
I'm going to get a job and live at home. I'm broke, and I want to pay off my student loan.
Exercise 7. Grammar focus. Verb plus infinitive.
What are you going to do after graduation?
I'm going to get a job right away. I'm not going to get a job right away.
I plan to get my own apartment. I don't plan to get my own apartment.
I want to live with my parents. I don't want to live with my parents.
I hope to get a new car.
I'd like to travel this summer. I'd love to move to a new city.
Exercise 9. Pronunciation. Reduced form of to. Part A. Listen and practice. Notice that to is reduced to t.
I hope to get married.
I plan to have a large family.
I'd love to move to a new city.
I'd like to live in a small town.